It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson, president of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. What's hot this morning, Randy?
You know, it's been kind of our go-to here for what seems like forever, but you know, you got to say gold. I mean, right now that continues to be the market that is setting all-time new contract highs on almost a daily basis, up over $80, $85 here right now as we record this on Monday morning. So gold continues to be the bright spot, and that is, you know, a little concerning because it also shows that there's some question about the economy and our other countries' investments in the U.S. So there's some backstory to why gold is as strong as it is.
Yeah, viewed as a safe haven.
Exactly, and that kind of leads into, you know, a couple of them that are not, and that is, of course, you know, the dollar and the Dow, whereas everybody seems to be selling the U.S. dollar and liquidating Dow, you know, the holdings of the Dow, and going into gold.
Cattle and corn, where are they at?
Well, I'd have to put cattle in the hot category. I mean, they've made a good recovery, of course, you know, with last week's, so a little bit of recovery in the stock market, but also, you know, the fact that supplies continue to be tight, demand continues to be decent. Cattle made a nice recovery. It's up against that gap that was created the day the tariffs were announced, and right now, if they close that, then I think the market's got a chance to test highs, but it has to get through today's performance with the Dow being lower and with the dollar being lower. Corn also, I think, is back up in the upper end of its trading range. It's just because we continue to see strong demand as the U.S. is the only game in town.
Yeah. As you mentioned, not hot is the crude and the dollar at the Dow.
Exactly. I mean, those can continue to come under some extreme pressure. The dollar down over one full cent here this morning. It shows that, you know, other countries are starting to divest in the from the U.S. Crude oil also seeing a little bit of pressure as it's not so much, I think, well, some of it is tied to upped in production.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.